Yud Gibel Sivan, Sunday the 27th of May, Dayan David Siemiatitsky. Paying everyone on time. This week's Torah Way is sponsored Lichvod Habar Mitzvah Shmuel Chanuch Ben Misanil Chalomish. There you are. Might be the bane of your life, David. Being paid on time.
First, I would want to. Good morning, everyone. I would want to say that this share is the Ilan Nishmas, uncle of mine, Mr. Bruno Markovic. I don't know if anyone knew him. My Shver's brother was recently nifta a few weeks ago. Rabbi Markovic. He was a balabos, an enemy of Kapov. But the day he resigned, he just went back to Koil, learned like a frisher bocher, and it was if to suddenly he should be the shir lezinu shmosa, he should be a militia for his family and for everyone. We speak about paying people on time. Besides the derech eretz shaboy, if someone does a job for you, it's menschlich to pay on time. There is a lot of isurim and lavim and bittul mitzvahs asay that's involved in that. And I think it's kedai to share this information. It's very important. There's a mishnah in Bava Metzia daf kuf yud aleph. Echot zochar odom veechot zochar behemo veechot zochar kelim yesh bo mishum yoyimet et nischori. Anyone that rents a person to do a job for him, or rents a car, dugme, or a beheme, or anything else. There's a mitzvah asay to pay the same day you get a job. We'll go into detail soon what that means. There's a mitzvah asay to pay in that day, like eating matzah or saying krishma. There's a mitzvah asay to pay the same day. If you don't pay the same day, you're over alav from the yisolin pura socho. You're making ha'alona, like we have maim shalonu, maim that's lan overnight. There's alav from the yisolin pura socho. You can't be made in the schar. You got to pay him the same day. Says the Mishnah, when is the alav and when is this asay? Bizman shetovoy. When the worker says, "Can I get paid?" Loy tovoy. If he doesn't say, "Where's my money?" He's not over. We'll get in soon, even if he doesn't ask for the money, if there's a bittul asay. But anyways, the Mishnah says that if a person makes a job on Sunday, he finishes the job at 6 o'clock in the evening, today's shkia is around 9 o'clock, we'll see in the Gemara later, the mitzvah's asay is to pay on the same day, until shkia. That means if he finishes the job in Mittentag, in the middle of the day, he's got till Shekiah to pay him. If he does a job by night and he finishes during the night, he's got till the morning to pay him. And that's the Gemara before. Schir Shoy is the Yoim, Goy Vekol HaYoim. Schir Shoy is the Lailo, Goy Vekol HaLailo. That means if he's Schir Yoim, if he works during the day, he's got till the end of the day to pay. However, if someone works a day shift, his job finishes by Shekiah. Says the Gemara, his time to pay is from Shkia until the next morning. And Fakir Toichet, if his eyes does a job by night, and his job is a night shift, no hours in the night, he's got to pay from the morning until Shkia. Now, the Mishnah says, Sochar Odom, Sochar Behema, Sochar Kedem. You can rent a worker to do a job for you as a poel, someone. Any job that you rent someone to do for you is called a poel. You can rent a behemoth. Nowadays you can rent a car, you can rent anything else. And going to kablonos, that's a different musig of sochir yoim. If you rent a guy to do a job for you, no. Sochir yoim means you rent a person to be your poel. Like you rent a dugme. Of a poel is you rent a person to clean for you. Clean for you a few hours. Going into being a photographer, I'm not sure what that is. you may rent them for by the hour, but it's not your poel as doing anything for you. Could be is a lot of makavlon. I'm not sure. Maybe the chori is a poel. But anyway, the Gemara said makavlon as well. There's a locha for the locha soon. Anyways, what about renting a house? We said renting a person, renting a car, renting metalton. So the Gemara brings a drosha from any other socha odom minayin el arabis behem of a kelim. How do we know the even behem of a kelim? Because in the Torah says the leitolim puras ochicho. Ochicho means your brother, a person. Or about renting metalton. So the Gemara says ayalfuset amadoyim ba'artzocho. Kol shebe'artzocho, anything that's in artzocho. As renting a table or car, anything that's be'artzacho, there's a law from Baltolin and the mitzvah seven be'emet in Schori. What about renting karka? So the Gemara does not mention renting karka. Lemaise, if you look in the Shulchan Aruch brings down 2 days. Aval al sochar karka, if he rents karka, and we'll go in soon what karka means. Karka, yesh mi she'oyma she'oyna oiver. There is a day that says she'oyna oiver. The two brings down the Rama says there's a drosha, be'artzacho and no artzacho mamish. So there's 2 days if you oiver on Baltolin by renting karka. The Goyen brings a Yerushalmi, interesting Yerushalmi, the Yerushalmi brings a Yalfusa, a limud that. L'rabo is a beheime vo avodim. The Yerushalmi is a rabbe and Baltolin, a beheime and an eved as well. So the Goyen asks, what does the Yerushalmi need, especially a fusa and an eved? An eved is like renting a person. What is it, especially a fusa from eved? So the Goyen, the mashma, the eved would be different. Why is that? Because we know the avodim, in the shas, avodim huksu lo karkois. Anything that applies by karka, it's the same aloha by Eved as well. I give you a dugme. There's aloha from Moino. A person does not allow to overcharge his friend by selling a car, by doing a job, by selling any other item. What about selling a house? Could you overcharge your friend? So the aloha is Eino Nova Kalkois. The Ramban Krader says that there is a love, but the parsha from the Torah, all the aloha from Moino is only by metaltelin. By karka, there's no aloha of moino. By eved, because eved is hukash la karka, we find that many things, the avodim hukash la karka, there's no aloha of moino. Zog the Goen, why did we need especially alfuse by avodim, that there is a parsha from baltolin? Because the havamim would be, because by karka, mashma over here, the karka, there's no aloha from baltolin. And I would say that the same way avodim or hukash la karka is in different things, We would apply as well by Schirus Poyelim. So we need, especially like what's in the Yerushalmi, that by paying for Schar Pa'ula, Avodim are different than Karka. You have to go into to know in Hekesh Lachatzoy, you have to know how that fits in. But that's the deal from the Goyen, to being a Raya, from the Yerushalmi that holds that by Karka, there is no Baltolin. Because if there is, what do we need, especially Alfuse by Avodim? So we know there's a baltolin by metaltolin, by karka we have a machloikus. Now, what does that mean? The Mishnah says, when is the isa from baltolin? When is tovea schori. Now, tovea does not have to mean he called him to bezin, he say pay. Tovea means the pastor. When he finishes his job, he says, okay, what about the payment? Can I be paid? That's the chur of tovea. Tovea doesn't mean tovea like a tovea bezin. He wants the money. He says, please, well, what about the payment? He can say in a polite way, the chur. Now, let's go in, what is karka? The pashtus karka means a piece of land. It's not so makubal, it's not such a bait. The industry over here is not a growing field, but the past is, the Mavur and the Gemara is, the Karka means renting a piece of land. You can rent a piece of land to put something on, or to build maybe something on it. But the Mavur and the Gemara, past is, the Karka means, Karka, Karka, Miyoyim, Bria, Soilam. What about an apartment? What is that? What hagdor is an apartment? Does that mean karka? Or could be an apartment building, it could be a metal building. The Ktois in Siman Shin Lametes brings down this halacha from the Ramah we spoke about before, that Bakarka is 2 days, and he says there could be the by house, this Valtodim. Hagam, that we just said, that by Karka Mamesh, there's a Yalfuse, Veloy Arzacha Mamesh, there's no Valtodim. But the Ktoi says that renting a dira or a house could be as Baltolin. Why is that? Because a house, every house is built from bricks and rock and wood. There was metaltolin before we attached it and made a house out of it. So it could be the agdoba from a house is tolshoi, things that were tolush, they were metaltolin, or the basoi fribroi, they were attached together and became into a house. So the Ktoi is because the love on Baltolin in the mitzvah is doiraise, as we said, like missing krishma or not eating matzah. So it's kedai to be machmas, as the Ktois, that when you rent a house, even if by karka there's a day to say that there's no Baltolin, but a house, when you rent a house, it could be a door of metaltolin because it's called toshel basoy fribroi. We find there aloha from toshel basoy fribroi in many places in Shas. I'll give you a dugma. There's aloha einish boin ala karkois. If a person has a claim on the karka, there's aloha some moide miktas. Karka, there's no shvu, and the Torah was mamayet karka. What about a house? So the achroinim, the shach, and the achroinim speak about house, and they come out to say that the big tzah to say that by a house has a hakdora, has cold metal to him, and therefore could be you arnish boin, and could be maybe there's a parsha for moin, no, could be by a house. And the mayor says the Ktois over here that by a house, renting a house could be a shayla from metaltolin. And the mayor there would be a law from baltolin and the middle mitzvah say from v'yoymetzutin schori. So it's kedai to know anyone that rents a house and he's got a time when he's got to pay, and the Balabai says, what's with the payment? He's Mevatl Mitzvah Sasei of Yermitin Schoi and is over alav.
The big difference between renting and selling, though, must be. Because when you rent, selling, when you rent pastures, you're renting the Chelek, which was Libasov, Tolshov Libasov Chibroi.
But we're saying the stands are partial.
When you sell the house, you sell the land with it.
Right, but selling, there's no parsha b'chal from Biyomit Nishori. For someone,
no, is late. No, you said that there might not be Oino b'kakois.
You mean to say by the parsha b'mayno?
Yeah. Because you're selling the land with the building.
Oh, so
when you rent, you're renting the building.
Oh, that's what I was going to get to. There is enough kumine, when you go, if you go into this, what floor you rent? Mm-hmm. Or floor you buy? If by ground floor could be, part of your deal is the land that Karaka sits on. But if you buy the second floor or the third floor, okay. Could be a shayla, yeah. Oh, so you're having a very good point. The Gemara calls shutfim in a house, more yare, more bata. That means everyone that owns an apartment in a building, be'etzem owns the chelik in the karka. Because if chas v'sholem the house falls to pieces, who has the schus to build a house again? The people that live there. The people that live in the first floor, the second floor, what about the guy saying, the bottom floor saying, I live here, you live on top, no, here. We all have a schus in the karka. So be'etzem, when you buy a dira, you be'etzem have a schus in the dira you have and in the karka underneath. That's what you meant.
You meant to pay a foil at the end of the day before shkia, you just said, I remember, for the end of the day.
Yeah.
As soon as you can. If you rent a house, when is the time?
The time is when...
Oh,
so the Gemara says when you make up the time. If you make up the time, the mosel, the rent is due the 1st of January. So that means till the end of December, you were a renter, and the chura till that 12 hours, wherever it is. If depends if you go to the Goyish amount, the Yiddish amount. It depends what you make up. Well. Now, there's a shayla of malchus. If a person gets a job done or rents or metaltolin or karka, according to these shitas of Tov Joseph Chibroi, what about malchus? Malchus, a person that's over alav, deserves malchus. What about malchus? The Rambam in Hilchas Chiyus Poelim says there is no malchus by Baal Tolin. If a person does not pay on time, he's not loike. Why? Because there's a mitzvah to pay. And Bepasa the Rama means, because there's a mitzvah to pay, it's Alav Anita Klasei, Luchure, not Mashma, Mamash Adin Rama, but you could say that's a Pshat in Rama. However, Toysvus in beginning of Ezo Neshech, Toysvus asked the Kasha, the Gemara makes a Tzrichusa from what do we need Alav by Oino, that means overcharging, Gezel, stealing, and Ribis. There's also a form of stealing, the Gemara calls it. The Gemara makes a whole Tzrichusa. And the Gemara in the end says, what do we need a posik for? I'm not going to go into the whole suge. Lav rolov b'shnei lavin. You over two lavim on a person that's melin schar. The Gemara says later on that there's five lavim, but the Gemara over here says that this posik is to be merabe extra lav. Besides the lav from loistolin pura socher, there's a lav from loistashik. It means loistashik means don't steal, and the Torah calls being mailed, not paying on time, a form of stealing. Factoris, if the Gemara says that we use that posik to be over to lavim, leave the posik by gzele, and we should say that by gzele or even to lavim. Why do we have to bring the posik on schiros poyalim? So Factoris, the Torah says posik. What is in a geya by schiros poyalim? What is it get by gzeide? By gzeide, because we don't get malchus. If a person steals, we don't get malchus because it's a lav anitekla asay. There's an asay from v'heishuvus agzeilo. So any lav that has an asay that can fix up the lav, you don't get malchus. And memele by gzeide, we don't get malchus because it's a lav. I'm interested from v'heishuv. However, zoktesis by schirus poyalim, there is malchus. And memele it's nogeya to have to love him. Because on every lav, you get malchus. So we see in Tosfos Klor that by the lav from Pa'ula Socher Yitro, there is malchus, not like the Rambam. What's pshat in this machloikus? There's another Rambam, a very interesting Rambam that not everyone knows, and it could apply here more than in Eretz Yisrael. What about paying a goy? You hire a goy, a worker. Is there any baltolin by paying a goy? L'chure?
No.
Meir HaTeisa? No. Maybe Chilul Hashem. So let's read the Rambam. The Rambam is Sefer HaMitzvos, Mitzvah Reish. HaMitzvah HaMosayim SheTzivonu Losis HaSochir BeYoymoy VeLo YeAchrenu LeYoymachi. He's got to pay on time on that same day and shouldn't delay it for a different day. But Omri Yisale beYoymoy Titn Schori. V'Din Mitzvazu sheYehi Schir Yoyim Goy VeKol HaLaila. That means if it's a Schir Yoyim, he's rented for the day, and his day finishes by Shkia, his payment time is the whole night. U'Schir Laila, for that a guy works on a night shift, Goy VeKol HaYoyim. K'mo Yishin Yisbar B'Mitzvah Soyisasei. U'Kvar Yisbaru Mishpatei Mitzvazu B'Shleimes Perek Tzvi B'Mitzir V'Shom Yisbar Shezem Chuyev. Bechol tzochir, bein goy, bein Yisroel, mitzvah say lepoir v'zmanus. There's a Rambam, and the Rambam holds, not both Dinah Shulchan Aruch, but we have to know there's a Rambam. The Rambam holds that when you rent a goy, or maybe renting, if we say by renting a house as well, could be renting a house from a goy, if this goes into the parashah of Mevirat Yitn Schori, the Rambam holds that b'tzochir, bein goy, there's a mitzvah say lepoir v'zmanus. No. The Rambam is a great chiddush because in the Gemara's Mevur Bepasha, the Gemara speaks about Ger Toishov. There's a lot to say about this Rambam, but with the state of the Rambam, Bein Goy, there's a mitzvah asay b'yom etit nischori. So we see in the Rambam, it's not talking about Bodan and Shulchan Aruch, but the Rambam holds that even you rent a Goy to do a job for you, or could be you rent a house from him, the way we said before, there is a mitzvah b'yom etit nischori. So it could be, I thought, going into the machloikas, the other machloikas, if there is malchus or not, the Rambam holds that there's no malchus. Tosis, as we said, holds there is malchus. What is the machloikus? Could be the Rambam holds that the lav from leisolin pula socher itcho, as we see in the Gemara says it goes into leisashoy, could be the Rambam holds that when you hire a worker and any worker that comes to work does it for the money, and he knows that when he fixes his car or he rents his car or rents his house the way we said before, he's going to get paid on time. So when I do a work for someone and I expect to get paid and I don't get paid, I've got my work by Yenem. Yenem has a Noah for me. I've done things that are shove a kesser by him and he owes me the money. So the Rambam could behold, any time you delay a payment, it's like taking away money from someone and not giving it back. And we know the Gezel Akum, we have to know that as well. Gezel Akum, according to the Roiv Rishoinim, stealing from a goy is also midoy raise. Toros Akamat Akum, it's very, very, very big nafkeminis. And the Hechetim says as well, of Toros Akum, Amat Akum, there's a lot to be marichon, but the Yisurit from Gezel Akum is, you're not allowed to steal from a goy. Could be the Rambam of Gehalten, the if, the love from is a form of a gezele, and the same way we know that by a goy, you're not allowed to steal. So the Rambam Galton could be the law from Leitolim Pola Socher Yitro applies by goy as well. However, could be Toisus of Galton that there's a special law from Leitolim Pola Socher Yitro. Again, if it's someone that goes and takes away Yenem's money, if Yenem worked by you and he's supposed to get paid, but you can't call it gezele. And Memele, the love is not to pay on time. So in them, we didn't find Malkus. That could be the Machlokes, the Tosfos, and the Rambam. Ulai. Now, as we said before, the love from Bartolin is, when you finish your job, the marshal, you finish by day, you're going to pay by night. What about, it's very, very motzui, I don't know about here, but in its role, there's a worker that works monthly, and he gets paid the 10th of the next month. But you cover Elohim's man 10 days after you finish your job. And you work Rosh Chodesh Nissan, you got to be paid Rosh Chodesh Lamed Nissan. Yeah? But you made up at night in the Schiros Poyalim the payment is going to be paid Yud, Iyo. Does that allow from Bartolin on that? There's a Nidin and the Achoinim because Be'etzem, the Gemara says that the love is only right when you finish. Could be that because Kovalem's man on a specific day, so could be when he gets the Tashlum, that called his man and Bartolin will start there. That's a Nidin and the Achoinim we're not going to go into. What about a Shatchan? What is a Shatchan? So what is a shatchan? A liar. Okay.
Sorry. He gets paid for the job.
So you say it's a kablan. So we'll start like this. The goyin in Shulchan Aruch in two times, I remember. We'll see in a minute. What is a shatchan? The goyin in Shulchan Aruch in Simen, I think Pei Zayin, or in Simen Kuf Pei Hei, says a shatchan is supposed to get paid because of nene. Yes. What is nene? If I go into someone's house and I paint it, and I put a nice carpet in, and I build him a nice foam trunk, it's called nene. He didn't hire me to do the job, but if the person lives in the house and he's nene, he has benefits from what I did for him, he's chayef to pay. So how does shatchan get into nene? The Goyin says it twice. Oh, so before we go in, what it is, there's enough community. If a person could claim money by me because he was mahani me, that's not a poyer. A poyer is when I hire someone, I say, could you please do the job for me? Could you please fix my car? Could you please clean? That's called a poyer. If someone comes and he does a job for you, and you hire to him because you're a nene, there's no schiras poyer there. There's a locha from a moinig avoch. He owe me money because he benefits from me. So there wouldn't be a law from Baltolin and a mitzvah say. What does the goyim mean then? So everyone knows in a shidduch, the passage, that's what the goyim mean. There's two stages in a shidduch, and that applies when they get the tashlum as well. The Pischishuva speaks in Simon Kuf Peyei, when they get how you split shatchones money. Yeah? There's two parts in shatchones. There's a part of reading the shidduch, telling the the boy or the parents, there's a girl out there, good girl for you, and then there is the second state part is, once the parties agree to continue, there's the dating and discussing all the other issues. Now, that, bepashtis, once the shidduch goes ahead, you definitely appoint. You call up, you say, okay, so tell him, we'll meet tomorrow in this park, and what about this? You're basically hiring him on the job, and that could be a poem. But the first part, by reading the shidduch, if I call up a good friend and I say, I've got a good bocher for you, or a good girl for you, he didn't hire me to do the job. I, for my rotten, came to him and I said, I've got a shidduch for you. So it could be that part of being matzi, that's what the goyim means, that there is a part of a menene. No one hired me, but I, for my goodwill, went to him and I said, I've got a good boy for you. Maybe I did it for the money because I know I'll get the money eventually when I finish the shidduch. But that's not called a poel. So it could be what the goyim means, that by shatchen is nene, means maybe the olden days, that more than being reading a shidduch, there was nothing, you know. People manage on their own to discuss everything. Today it's a very official thing, you know, you have to do all the other things that take much longer than reading the shidduch. But the goyim, what the goyim means, nene, he means to say, reading the shidduch for pashas, and reading the shidduch is not a thing that someone hired me for, because I did this on my own. So on there, there's a chiyuv of nene, because you benefit. Or memele, the chur on that part, some people get read a shidduch, and then they hire someone else, they think the person that read it is not so suitable to finish the job, or they want to do it on their own. That's a different shayla, how much you have to pay. But nene, reading a shidduch could be nene in that case. And memele, there wouldn't be a parsha from Bal Tolin and Allah from Litolin Pula Socheritro by Shatch. However, the other part of, as we said, do this, ask this, and all the other issues that are involved in Shiduchim, that's definitely a poel. And on that part, there will definitely be a love from Bal Tolin. And
you see, if it's not going out from this, is.
Okay, we say that so.
Poil gets paid anyway.
Poil gets paid anyway. Yeah, but if it works,
it's not what.
That's gerade a Sache we find in Shatron, ein Chassan Sholem Shidach falls apart before the Chassan, how much you have to pay. Yeah, there's a. There's Ramon, there's a whole sugi. Yeah.
Does it make a difference if it's a professional shachon or someone that it was showing mitzvah? Yes, he gets paid.
No, it doesn't make a difference. The nene is nene, and if you tell them do this and do this, it's a poil. And I know someone that could finish a shidduch 12 o'clock at night, as things happen, and will go to the house of the shachon and try and pay. Oh. So we said before, we'll go to this number. We said before that the love is only, the Mishnah says, when the guy asks for the money. Oh, people don't know when people finish the duchim, when they finish it, people don't even know later until they get informed. There is a pischi tshuva that brings down a choinim that there's a mitzvah say even if the guy does not ask for the money. The love is only when the guy says, please, can I get paid? But there is a mitzvah say, so it could be, I think that's what the pischi tshuva is, so it could be that when a person finishes the shidduch and he wants to be mekayim the mitzvah, from Yomit in Schoroi, Kedai always to go and pay on time. It's definitely a big schus for the zivug to pay on time. That's well. Here we go. It's the same way the Gemara says: if you worked and you finished by day, so you got till shkia or till the next day.
So according to what the Dayan is saying, then even if you're in the middle of shidduch,
yeah, but yeah, I said before, if you don't know if it's going to go through, you definitely have to pay for someone. Agent, a real estate agent, he gives you an idea of buying a house. Until there's a completion, the sale is done. It's not. It's a shein atzo, but still it's not lemaisa. You don't have to pay for.
It's only when it happens.
Now the other shayla I want to mention. There is a type of a job that involves buying an item and getting a job. I'll give you a dugma. A person orders someone to put in an air conditioning in his house. Now, there's the machine. The machine is worth money. He sells you the machine. Plus, there's the labor, the work he does. He puts it in, and he charges his fee. His bill is there's a machine and there's a job involved. What is that? Is that this Baltolin on that, or could be I'm buying a mazgan, I'm buying an air conditioning. So in the parts of Maynor, there's the Ramo in Simon Reish Chov Zayin speaks about being me'ane. As we said before, you're not allowed to overcharge or undercharge when you get the koine and something you get. What about someone hired someone to take him on a horse and wagon? So the Ramo in Simon Reish Chov Zayin says, oh, so as we know, we're going to be Magdim. Schirus poel, there's no eino. If you hire a worker, there's no eino. Why? Because eino eino lekarkois, as we said before, and a poel, eved is ugash lekarka. So when you hire a poel, there's no possible eino. So, Dr. Ramo.
Overcharging.
I know. Oh, the love of Maino is on the coin and the moich. If I want to sell a car that's worth £1,000 and I overcharge Stus, the Gemara speaks about Stus and Yosef and Stus, I overcharge, I'm over a love that I'm overcharging. The same love is fakert. If the car is worth £1,000 and the coin says this, I'm not paying more than. This is not worth, no. Saying I'm not paying more than what I'm going to pay is not enough. If a guy says this is not worth more than kach v'kach, is a no under loikeach.
Right.
Now, that's by selling. What about making a job? I say, I'll paint this room for you, I'll take £5,000. The going rate on painting a house could be £1,000. So you're overcharging for your job. That's a no, and that's also. Now, what about, as we said before, he's. Another 1 minute to finish this. So the Ramos says you have to be mechalik. You have to take the job and see what he bought as. So it could be in the parsha of Schiras Poyalim, could be the same that if you get a job like hiring someone to put in a mazgam for you or something like that, there's the sale part. There could be there's no parsha of Baltolin, but on the job, there could be Baltolin, not the small Nakuda, cotton. We have to know, Ktanim. People hire babysitters, small kids. There is the Chore, the Ramam says, Claude is the Parsha from Yomitit and Schoroi, and it's a mitzvah to say the Yerise to pay a cotton, so it had to be much more.